It's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I'm doing a review of a piano bar, not Jolly Rolls, for anyone that is a Jolly Rolls fan and is sad that Jolly Rolls is no more and it's not in Disney Boardwalk anymore. I'm not doing a Jolly Rolls review. Unfortunately for me, I was never able to go to Jolly Rolls and experience the amazingness of it at all. So I would have loved to go and then review it for you guys, but never got a chance to go there. But I am reviewing another, it considers itself like a different piano bar. That's what they said on the website. So I'm listening to what they said on the website, that they're not the average piano bar. And I'm going to tell you if it's good or not. And that is Howl at the Moon. So I did, like, with a friend that has been there, was telling me how it's okay, not the best. And I literally listened to advice and I'm like, let me go with my own opinion. I might like it. And what I have to say, because you know I'm the girl with bad news first, good news after. The drinks are mid to, like, okay. They're not bad. You can drink them. They're okay. I've tried 3 drinks there to be like, okay, maybe it's okay. And the first one, the aftertaste, and I hate a drink with an aftertaste. Just to let you know, I hate a drink with an aftertaste. Tasted like cough syrup. Like, it tasted disgusting. And the other ones were like, ugh. And I believe, and it wasn't like the one that you think when I'm going to mention the drinks that I had. It's that one, because that's the last drink I had of the night. And it was before that I felt the, oh, this tastes like cough syrup. So for me, I had 3 drinks. Sex on the Moon, which is because it's called Howl at the Moon, Sex on the Moon. That's their Sex on the Beach. Second drink I had was the Malibu Barbie, and then I had cherry lemonade. And you would think, like, oh, the cherry lemonade is what you thought was the, like, cough syrup, like, disgusting this. And I'm like, no, that's the last drink I had, my friend. It's not that one. The Malibu Barbie was in the half off because it was, like, for breast cancer. The drink that I believe that tasted like cough syrup was Sex on the Moon. And I don't know what about Sex on the Moon made the aftertaste taste like cough syrup to me, but it did. And it's the most popular drink, and it's supposed to be like juicy and bright, but I don't know what about it made it like cough syrupy, like the aftertaste. I'm making sure, like, it's not like a different one, but yeah, it's definitely that one. Yeah, it gave me, and I'll tell you, and the profile they gave it was most popular, juicy and bright. So it has White Claw, pineapple, vodka, 3 olives, mango vodka, peach,
pineapple juice, orange juice, and grenadine. And for me, like, just hearing that, I'm like, okay, I don't like it. It's juicy. Like, I feel like maybe it's the olives in the drink that is making me eh, because I'm not an olive girl. But maybe that's why. But everything else, or maybe it's the peach. I can't say words. So I'm just going to spell it C-H-N-A-P-P-S. Maybe that's what made it taste cough syrupy. But something made it taste cough syrupy to me. Maybe it was that. Or, again, I'm not a big White Claw person, so maybe it was the White Claw pineapple vodka. I don't know. Something in that drink, I guess, like, it all together made it taste cough syrupy, but it was a no-no. The second drink I had was the Malibu Barbie. And just let you know, I signed up for their newsletter and everything. And I got a new, a party, like, not a party, like, hey, yeah, like a party as in, like, you can come in, you get a wristband, you get, before 10 p.m., you get a free drink. So I got the Sex on the Moon for free, and then the other two drinks I had paid for, but I'm glad I got the Sex on the Moon for free because I didn't really like the Sex on the Moon. I know it's their most popular, but for me, it tastes like cough syrup. And I'm not sick or anything. I know a lot of people right now are getting sick and stuff like that, but I'm not sick. I don't feel under the weather. I know I've worked a lot in December, but I'm not sick. I'm not under the weather or anything like that. So for that to taste like cough syrup is something. Again, I've had a lot of Sex on the Moon before, and I do have like an issue sometimes with vodka. Like, vodka and me are not friends, so maybe it's that makes it make me feel like cough syrup. Because the first time I ever had, just to let you guys know, I had Sex on the Beach, which has vodka in it. And that was the first vodka drink I've ever had in my life. I threw up. So my body and vodka are not friends. My body with tequila are friends. So maybe it's that, the reason why it tastes like cough syrup. So it, instead of my body being like, oh, let's throw this out. Up, it's like, this tastes like cough syrup. And again, this is my first drink of the night, by the way, and I'm like, this tastes like cough syrup, which is not a great thing at all. Again, this was free. I don't know particularly how much it is. It's probably between the $15 and $20 price range, because again, I had it free, so I'm guessing it's the $15 to $20 price range, but that's just me assuming things. So it's probably like, it's around that point. So next, I had the Malibu Barbie. I'm going to tell you how much that was. And that was like $5 because of breast cancer. It was half off. Around $5 to $10 because it's half off. And that, this is this profile. Fruity, tangy, boozy. It has New Amsterdam pink whiskey vodka, Malibu strawberry rum, grenadine, lemon sour, I felt the fruitiness. I felt the tangy, the boozy. I didn't really feel that much booze in it. But it was a fine drink. Again, not anything to rave about. And the last drink I had was the cherry lemonade, which had a profile of sweet, frizzy, refreshing. The sweetness I tasted, it did feel refreshing. The fizziness didn't taste that much. It had three olives, cherry, vodka, lemon juice, simple syrup, grenadine, lemon and lime soda. So those are the three that I tried. And to be honest with you, I would have rated it from like least to favorite how I drank it, which was Sex on the Moon, Malibu, Barbie, and then cherry lemonade. So that's the drinks were, again, like I said, mid to like, okay, and what I mean by mid for me, I'm like, I can drink it. Horrible for me is if I'm out with my friends and I'm like, can you drink this? And they're like, yeah, I can drink it. And if they can't drink it, it ends up in the, I always did like $10 to $20. So that's terrible to me. Like, I can't drink it. I take a sip and I'm like, I can't drink this. Mid is I'm able to drink it. So I would say all the drinks are mid. I've had better drinks. And again, like, House of Blues is hit or miss. But I've had better drinks at House of Blues. So now I'm going to do the good news. But before I do the good news, I'm going to talk about the atmosphere. And it was, tonight was supposed to be 90s night. So all the 90s stars. So we got Britney. We have NSYNC. We have Christina Aguilera. Backstreet Boys. You get what I'm saying. And the night we had, I didn't hear Backstreet Boys at all. Or NSYNC at all. Or Christina Aguilera at all. In my opinion, at least how long I stayed. Again, I didn't stay that long, which is unlike me. I didn't hear any of them. I only heard Britney. And the rest of the night was pretty much, I heard Ed Sheeran. And I heard a lot of stuff from now. And I'm like, it's 90s night. Isn't every song that is playing right now supposed to be from the 90s? So I was like confused about that, which I will deduct points for that, because why is it advertised 90s night when you're having artists from the 2000s that you're also playing? And by the way, it is a piano bar, meaning they're singing and playing songs from these artists, and they're very talented. So I'll give them a plus for that. They're super talented. So, like I said, if you're missing and you're a big fan of Jolly Rolls, and that's a plus. They do a very good job, but like, their drinks are a miss. Again, they're regular price, so it's not super expensive. But I feel like if I invited my friends with me to come to this and I didn't do this solo, they would be like, what is this? I would say that live at Point Orlando with Blue Martini, that restaurant, bar, club, it has a lot of different things. Really good food, really great drinks as well. I went there before my birthday,
before me and my girlfriends had dinner for my birthday. Really good place. Highly recommend. Also, Palm Tree Club Lounge is really good as well. And all the other, like, bars and clubs in Live at Point Orlando and the restaurants in Live at Point Orlando are really, really good. And literally not that far from, if you're in Orlando, not that far from Howl at the Moon is Live at Point Orlando. And every time I've been there, it's packed. I went to Howl at the Moon for the first time. It's not that packed. So everybody knows where to go. And that's Live at Port Orlando. And then they're like, okay, it's too crowded, so let me go here. It's okay-ish, but I have places to move. And, like, it's not that packed. And it's a little more mellow. And I don't feel claustrophobic or whatever. I guess that's who's going to Howl at the Moon. And again, like, it's not bad, as in, like, music-wise. If you're here for the music, great. It's a good place for music. Drink-wise, not so good. Again, it's a bar. Drinks, if you're lucky, if you go super early, I heard, they have food, but it's only for a limited time. But, and they have, and a pro is they have parking, and you're close to a really good restaurant as well, which is called, and like, dancing place, which is Senior Frogs, which I went for my friend's birthday. And there's a Hooters near. Never been to Hooters. Stepped in for the first time today because I was like, let me step in, say I finally stepped in a Hooters. But overall, like, the vibe, it's popping because all the artists that are singing and performing are doing a great job. But drink wise, I can't say about food wise because I've never tried their food, but drink wise, it's mid. You're playing, depending if it's not a special, not specialty, but like specialty as in like breast cancer awareness month drink, or some special drink like that, that it's half off. The drinks are mid. Like, as me, like, a 90s baby, millennial girl, I would not take my girls or any of my friends to this place at all. Because they're like, what is this? Like, I left. I didn't stay that long at this place. I'm just, like, a little frazzled because I'm, like, trying to, like, put my words together so it makes sense. And plus I had work today, so that's more what it is. I had to work today, and then I went straight from work to here, and I'm like, I was already like, okay, with work and then here, when I'm like, oh, this was a downer. So I'm glad I didn't get any friends to come with me, because literally they'd be like, Live at the Point's right there. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. But also, I want to go home now because I'm like not in the mood. Plus, also, I don't want to spend that much money right now. Plus, I just want to be with my boys, who are dogs. Like, I'm like, I'm just happy I went by myself. Didn't disappoint anyone but myself. So, which made me happy. But like I said, like, if, for example, New Year's Eve, if, because I went to New Year's Eve at Live at Port Orlando, packed, fun, greatness. It was amazing. If it's too packed at Point Orlando and you're okay with having mid cocktails, mid drinks, then go to Howl of the Moon. Then you, and then go with you and your friends and be like, we're gonna be fine. Like, we're with us group. We're with each other. We're with each other. We're having a blast, and that's all that matters. Then you can, like, with a group, like, be like, we're here, we're all in this together. High School Musical, we're all in this together. We're gonna have a great time because we're all together. Then go make it a good memory, even though you're not having a great old time. But like I said, if this was, if I had a choice between Live at Port Orlando and Howl at the Moon, it's Live at Port Orlando, because that's where it's at. That's where you'll have fun. That's where you'll do whatever you want. If that's shake that ass, you're gonna shake that ass. If it's if it's having fun with your girlfriends, having fun with your friends, kissing strangers, DNCE song for you guys, then you're gonna kiss strangers. That's Live at the Point. You're just gonna have a fun time no matter what. If it's at Cupra, a Libra, wherever, at Live at Point Orlando, you're gonna have a blast. When you're at Live at Point Orlando, you're gonna have a blast regardless. Regardless what restaurant you go, whatever restaurant bar you go to, slash bar, whatever. Your end of the night is gonna be a blast. No matter if you end up at the end of the night drunk, passed out, needing an Uber, or you are like, I'm responsible, I'm just gonna have fun, not drink. You're just gonna have fun at the end of the night. But at Howl at the Moon, my friend, you're gonna be like, you wanna know my fun part of the night was? The best part of the night was? It was just being with you guys. You know, it was it wasn't the best, but it was it. Like, being with people I love was the best part. So for me, will I go back to Howl at the Moon? No, it was a one and done. Like I said, drinks mid, they didn't really stay on the theme. They did 90s, and then they went back to like now, and then 2000s. It wasn't 90s night. It was just a night. Again, I'm happy I went by myself and didn't drag my friends again, because then I would been at Live at Port Orlando afterwards, because we wouldn't have had a good time. But again, this is A Couple of Critics. We're honest with our reviews, and I'm being honest with mine. If we're gonna compare Live at Point Orlando and Howl at the Moon, Howl at the Moon, no. Point Orlando, yes. That's all I have to say about that. And one more, like, plus, I would say for Howl at the Moon is, I saw all ages I've seen all ages at Live at Point Orlando, but I do see all ages, like, even, like, your grandparents would be Howl at the Moon. They're probably more comfortable because it's more intimate. It's more, like, it's not a big space. It's not that crowded. So, like, if you are, like, this is not me being mean, but if you're older, over like 50 and up, or you're not like into like the big crowds, like you're an introvert, or like you're like, I've been there, done that, leave, get out, I want to get my drinks, dance a little bit, leave, not have my girlfriends or my friends being like, let's stay until they kick us out, then Howl at the Moon is for you, because that's the vibe. It's not like the regular like club dance upbeat like Live at Point Orlando. And like I said, like I didn't stay that long. I stayed like, because I'm like, let me give this a chance. I stayed like 2 to 4 hours. I think it's more. Mostly 2 hours there. I was like me when I was little, and you know, your parents are like talking and you have no one to talk to, and you're like, when are we going home? And they're like, 2 minutes, and it's actually like an hour. I'm like checking my phone being like, is it close to the time for me to leave yet? And I never do that. I go to whatever club, bar, any live entertainment place, I stay there until they kick me out, unless it's like a concert. Then like I take my picture, do whatever I need to do, like if it's getting merch, and then leave. But like if it's like a club or like somewhere I'm going dancing or something like that, I stay there until I get kicked out. For example, I got a ticket to Live at Point Orlando's New Year's Eve party. I stay there until they kicked us out at 2 in the morning. That's the kind of girl I am. I went into Howl at the Moon. I'm like, okay, I'm giving myself, I'm not having fun, drinks are mid. I'm like, okay, I need to be here 2 hours. I need to be here 2 hours, because I'm not having fun. 2 hours. I get myself 2 hours, and I stayed for 2 hours. Did not have a great time, and I'm like, okay, it's the time that I said I'm leaving, and I'm gone. And then I recorded this. And for me, as a girl that's like, light, they take the alcohol away, they take the music out, they turn on the lights, and then that's when I'm like, bye, at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning on a Friday night. And for me to be like, okay, I'm like one of the people that like it, I'm not even saying it's past my bedtime, because it's not past my bedtime, because I am a night owl. But I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go home to my dogs. That's not like because I'm not having fun and this is not a vibe, I want to go home. It's not like me. So for me to say that Live at Point Orlando, to say that is not a good thing. So Live at Point Orlando, I'll give it a 5 out of 5, as in go there. There are amazing restaurants, an amazing arcade, a movie theater that's amazing, bars, clubs, everything you want. There, you'll have a blast. Friday, Saturday nights will be packed, but you'll have a blast. You might meet someone if you're wanting to meet someone. Howl at the Moon, even on a Friday night, because that's when I went, isn't packed. More better for people that are introvert. Not that great of a time. I would get it if a friend of mine would be like, I'm leaving after 5 minutes. Like, but that is it. And that's all I have for you guys. Sorry for the negativity and everything like that. If you like Howl at the Moon, I'm so sorry for bashing on it. I didn't have a good time. Again, I have a lot of fun. I like to go out with my girlfriends. Again, when I got these, like, free, like, oh, you get to have, like, a little party. Like, you and a group of friends come. We'll give you some free drinks until 10. And you can have fun. I was like, because I've done this for Live at 4 in Orlando. And we had a blast with me and my girlfriends. And I'm like, oh, let me try it with Howl on the Moon. And I'm glad I did it by myself. Because I didn't have anyone that was available tonight to come with me. So I was like, let me go by myself. First time at a new place by myself. Like, as an extrovert, I can do this. Go by myself, meet new people. But it was pretty much like people there were like, a lot of bachelorettes were there, and I'm like, okay, it's more reasonable to be noticed because it's a smaller place and not a lot of people are there than going to Live at Point Orlando. But like, I'm like, I'd rather be at Live at Point Orlando, because like the last, a year ago, when I did the first Live at Point Orlando and I went with a couple of girlfriends, there was a bachelorette party that went there and they had fun and they were called on. So I'm like, just pick Live at Point Orlando, okay? It's fine if you're like, I'm gonna leave early to, because I am a early bird or I am an introvert. But it's better to go there, have fun. You know you have fun. You're not regretting anything. And you're not saying, oh, this place sucked. All right. Then go to Howl at the Moon and be like, oh, this place sucked. The band was great. But everything else sucked. Like, you don't want that. So that's all I have for you guys. I love you. Have a great night. Bye.